The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Satan the devil wants you to feel good about self. He wants you to think you are a Christian, even though you don't obey Christ. He doesn't want you to feel responsible or hold yourself accountable for your evil lifestyle and problems you have brought on self and others. That is his mindset and attitude. He holds his world captive to him and his way by passing his way off on the world as looking good and pleasurable. His way is 100% selfish. His way is 100% rebellion against the way of God and Jesus Christ, the Word of God. He doesn't want you to change or even to see the need to repent and change and to turn around, go the other way. The Bible says he has deceived the whole world. The Bible plainly tells us that Lucifer, the one that became Satan the devil, was an archangel that rebelled against the government and authority of God Almighty and persuaded one-third of the angels to follow him in that rebellion. So by doing that, he became an adversary of God and his word. He changed himself into Satan the devil, the destroyer, and an enemy of God and mankind. Satan's mindset and attitude is to do what you want, get what you want, satisfy self, live in the pleasure of sin as long as you can. His mindset and attitude is don't feel guilty or remorseful, responsible or accountable for any damage you may cause. This world has been deceived and is deceived and blinded by the God of this earth, which is Satan the devil. We think the way to peace, to happiness, and prosperity is to get. You would think we would finally realize that it is our way that has brought all the evils on us. We call ourselves a Christian nation. Are we? Is it the way of Jesus Christ that has gotten us into the myriad of problems we are in? We wouldn't have to be too smart to figure that out. Notice what Christ had to say when he was here on earth. In John 10, verse 10, the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10, it says this, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Christ is trying to get a point across to us here, and he's telling us that Satan and his demons are the biggest thieves there is. He has made it one of his priorities to steal you away from the good life of living by the word of Christ. He has passed his way off on the world as being the good life. Yes, the way of get as being the good life. Don't think of the well-being of others. Just be concerned for self. Isn't that the mindset of this world? Now I know we are concerned for others to some degree, but we aren't nearly as concerned for others as we are for self. Christ's way is to love others as you love self. Now if everyone in the world lived by the word of Christ, we would have a different mindset and attitude. We would have the mind and attitude and love of Christ toward others. Of course, we would have to see self the way that we naturally are and repent, begin to obey God, his word, be baptized for the remission of sin, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is the mind, attitude, and character of God and his Son, Jesus Christ. It is the implanting of God's mind and his attitude and the beginning of his character in you, which must grow and become full bloom in you. Acts 5:32 has this to say, "And we are his witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him." God says plainly that he gives his Spirit to those that obey him. Yes, God only gives his Spirit to those that are willing and struggling to obey him. It takes God's Spirit to enable you to build the mind, attitude, and character of God and Christ, which is the way of give and love for God and humanity. God holds himself accountable and responsible for what he has spoken and inspired to be spoken and written, as well as for what he does. Now, how would you like to serve a God you can't trust? Well, that is exactly what this world is doing, has been doing, and we don't even know it. Notice what God had to say in 2 Corinthians 4, beginning in verse 1. Paul is speaking here, inspired by Jesus Christ, to speak these words. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled or hidden, it is veiled to those or hidden to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Now in verse 2, Paul said, we don't handle the word of God deceitfully, meaning he didn't water down the word of God. The true ministers of Christ never did and don't today. We know we are held accountable and responsible to speak and to publish the truth. Verse 3, Paul said, if you don't understand the truth of God's word, it is because you are perishing. In other words, living the way of the God of this earth. Verse 4 says, the God of this age, meaning Satan the devil, he has blinded and deceived man to follow his way of get and makes you think it is the right way. Now that's the mindset, attitude, and character of Satan. The world has gladly picked up on that way and ran with it. Look what it has produced. And I say again, my friends, look what it has produced. That should tell us something. That in itself, to look at the mess that we are in economically and morally and spiritually and with a family, with a marriage, and any and every way that you can look, should tell us something is wrong and we should want to change our way, our habits. We should want to look toward God's Word. We should want to look into God's Word and turn and go the other way, go His way. You should ask yourself these questions. Would I deliberately serve the devil, especially if I knew it? We should ask self, is there a price that we must pay if we do? Then ask self, am I and this world paying a price for serving the God of the earth, Satan the devil? We should want to know if we will be held accountable if we serve a false God. And as I asked earlier in this program, have all the evils of the world been produced by living and serving the true God? Notice what Paul had to say in the book of Romans, chapter 6, beginning in verse 16. Do you not know that whom you present yourselves slaves, or could be rendered servants, and is, in some translations, to obey, you are that one slaves or servants whom you obey, whether of sin to death, meaning whether you're obeying Satan and his way, or of obedience to righteousness, God's way, obedience to the word of God. Very plain that you are the slave or servant of whom you obey. If you are a servant of sin, you are Satan's servant. Satan's way is a path to a miserable life and eternal death if not repented of. The wages of sin is death. But if you are willing to obey God, that will lead you in the path of righteousness and a good life that does not produce evils. And I ask again, have all of these evils that we know of and many that you and I perhaps don't even know of now, have they been produced by serving God or have they been produced by serving Satan? And you don't have to be too smart to figure that out. Many people know to live a better lifestyle, but don't. Why is that? Well, one of the main reasons is they like their lifestyle because of the temporary pleasures and thrills of a sinful life. They don't realize they will be held accountable and responsible for their lifestyle, and they don't hold themselves accountable for any damage they do. Notice what Christ had to say here in Luke 12, verse 47. And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes. You will answer for what you do, my friend. And you need to plant that thoroughly in your mind that there is a judgment day coming on you and you will have to give account to Jesus Christ for ignoring His way of life. You will have to give account to Jesus Christ for what you have done, for what you have said, and for your mindset and your attitude. You need to realize that, my friend, and you should realize that now because things aren't the way they ought to be with you, are they? Now, I ask you that question. Are things the way they ought to be with you and your family? And another reason is They fear what others will think and say about them. They don't want to stand out from the crowd, but the main reason is lack of proper education, not being taught true and pure religion to live by the golden rule, that you truly are your brother's keeper, and you should be concerned for everyone and care about what happens to others. Responsibility and accountability hasn't and isn't being taught today. Now, I know that time and chance happens to all of us, as it states in the Bible, but I also know that we bring most of our problems on self, and that's something that you should realize as well, that you bring most of your problems on yourself by your lifestyle and by your way of thinking and your mindset and your attitude. Our economical problems have been brought on us because we haven't been accountable and responsible in the way we spend and borrow and in obeying God's financial laws that would have kept us debt-free. Let's look at some of those laws that God has laid down in His Word. When Christ returned to the earth and establishes the kingdom of God on the earth, these financial laws, as well as His spiritual laws, statutes, and judgment, will be taught and lived by at that time. And at that time, we won't have all the many problems we have today. God commanded our forefathers to live by those laws for their good, and that means us today as well. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 15, beginning in verse 1, here's what it says. It says, at the end of every 7 years, you shall grant a release of debts. God said, you shall forgive debts every 7 years. God was speaking to ancient Israel, our forefathers. That was only a part of what God commanded them, as well as we, their offspring, and setting an example for other nations to see and want to imitate. But they knew a better way than God, so they thought, and we must have thought the same thing. Common sense should tell us not to spend money we don't have. Common sense should tell us to obey our Maker, His spiritual laws, His financial laws, His health laws, and to live by His Word. Sometimes we have to wonder if we have any common sense left in our nation or in the world. God said if we turned our back on Him and His Word, that we would have confusion of heart, and that's exactly what we see, and that's exactly the way that we act. Well, I see my time is up, my friends. We'll pick this up in our next program. Keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program, and in the meantime, request our free articles, Christ Wants Doers. Now, let me repeat that. Christ Wants Doers, and the article, The Knowledge That Counts. Those are two articles that you need to read, my friend. And all you need to do to receive those articles is call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you can order online by logging on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and have a good day, my friend, and may God help you to wake up and to begin to understand and live by His Word.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.